I'm Reverend Lisa Day, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Welcome to our weekly radio program, where you'll hear a segment from one of our recent services recorded at our church on beautiful Troop Square. We invite you to join us Sundays at 11 a.m. in person or via live stream on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and more about Unitarian Universalism in Savannah at our website, uusavannah.org. We hope you enjoy today's program.
Good morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. I'm Kurt Ullman, and I'll be serving as worship associate this morning. Our minister, Reverend Lisa Day, will return to the pulpit next week, and our choir will return in the fall. Our music director position is currently open. Our speaker this morning is Vicki Weeks, and our pianist is Bill Lavonis. Originally from Chicago, Vicki Weeks graduated from Southern Illinois University. On returning to the city, she decided early on that corporate life wasn't for her and moved to Key West, where she became a dive instructor, obtained U.S. Coast Guard 50-ton operator's license, and opened the Water Sport People, a dive and windsurfing shop. A natural community organizer and confirmed social sculptor, Vicki served on a number of founding boards in the Keys, including Reef Relief, which established the Reef Protection Program that became the basis for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, and the Key West Symphony, which is now the South Florida Symphony Orchestra. She eventually moved on to serve as the executive director for the largest women's health care facility in the Florida Keys, but after too many hurricanes, moved to Savannah in 2007. In 2012, Vicki started reaching out to community members to help found WRUU 107.5 FM, known as Savannah Soundings, before receiving its call letters from the FCC. It has now been up and delivering national and locally produced programming for almost 10 years. Here at the UU Church of Savannah, we're working to build a diverse, multicultural, and beloved community. We celebrate the presence and participation of people of all races, genders, sexual orientations, abilities, and ethnic and national origins. We warmly welcome you on YouTube and here in the sanctuary, whoever you know yourself to be, and wherever you are on your journey. If you're visiting with us this morning and you'd like to introduce yourself, please rise or raise your hand. An usher will bring a microphone, Mary probably. As part of our commitment to accessibility, we use microphones whenever anyone speaks so that everyone in the sanctuary and watching on YouTube can hear. Are there any visitors on this side who'd like to say good morning? Here's one.
Hello, my name is Daniel, and I'm a tourist from out of town, but I've been to Unitarian Universalist churches in Tallahassee, Florida, and Valdosta, Georgia, and I must admit this looks like a nice place to come to. Thank you.
Welcome. Anybody on this side? Okay. If you're looking for a new faith community, we encourage you to visit several times to get a feeling for our worship style and our approach to matters of faith and religion. It's good to have you all with us. Please join us in Ron Hall for refreshments following the service. You'll find Ron Hall in the next building by following the crowd through this door or the main doors, or ask the ushers. There are two cards in the pew back in front of you to help us gather information for the good of our community. Use the QR code on the Rainbow Chalice card to sign up for our newsletter and to receive a welcome letter from our minister, or if you prefer, fill the card out by hand. And the card with the red heart and chalice is there to share joy or sorrow. If you fill out either of these cards, please put it in the collection plate as it comes around. Church announcements are emailed to members and friends on Tuesdays and Fridays. Check your email for complete details about upcoming events, including the following. UUSC Game Night returns Saturday, August 30th from 7 to 9 in Ron Hall. And performers for social justice awareness will be presenting a staged reading of Raptured, The Disappearance and Discovery of Amy Semple McPherson on August 9th at 7 here in the sanctuary. With the lighting of our chalice, symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith, we enter into sacred time. Our chalice lighter this morning is Louise Frazier, and our chalice lighting words are by Brian C. Lee. We light our chalice as a symbol of the light within us and the life that flows through the world around us. It is our beacon as we search for truth. It is the warmth in our hearts for love, and it is the energy that propels us to action. May we be kindled by our time together.
The call to worship today is by the fifth UUA president, William F. Schultz. Come into this place of peace and let its silence heal your spirit. Come into this place of memory and let its history warm your soul. Come into this place of prophecy and power and let its vision change your heart.
Our meditation reading is adapted from Maureen Killoran and will be followed by silent meditation. Here in this place, we are gathered, called by our sense of urgency or duty or the longing for community, called to be together on this day. Here in this space, we are gathered, called to hold ourselves accountable to our values, to remind ourselves of those hopes and dreams and possibilities which sometimes in the rough and tumble world can be hard to hold on to and believe in. Here in this space we are gathered, called to do our part in weaving a web of human community. May our shared silence be a blessing on our hearts, on this congregation, and may this blessing extend outward to grace the wider world. Amen.
Today's reading is by Gwendolyn Brooks, who was with us from 1917 to 2000. That time, we all heard it, cool and clear, cutting across the hot grid of the day. The major voice, the adult voice, foregoing rolling river, foregoing tearful tale of bale and barge, and other symptoms of an old despond. Warning in music words, devout and large, that we are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to start with a little context on how UU principles played into my work to create our community radio station, WRUU. The journey actually started in 2000 in Key West, where I made my first attempt to start one. It was also in Key West that I found a spiritual home in Unitarian Universalism. Humanism had long been my philosophical foundation, and as a longtime refugee from a different religious tradition, I never imagined myself joining another organized religion, though how organized people would consider us, I don't know. So I was surprised when I attended a service with a friend at the UU Fellowship of Key West. The service was focused on the very humanist second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. I began looking more deeply into Unitarian Universalism, and I realized I had found a spiritual home. UU principles became a grounding force in both my work professionally in the nonprofit sector and in my community organizing. Our fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, and the fifth principle, the right of conscience and the use of democratic process in both society and our congregations, seem particularly relevant when I started working to establish a community station. In today's cultural environment, the recently approved eighth principle, promoting work to build a diverse, multicultural, and beloved community, seems even more relevant. The urge to create a progressive community radio alternative emerged in 2000 while I was working on a media analysis project for the Gore campaign. By that time, far-right media personality Rush Limbaugh was syndicated in over 650 stations nationwide and had an estimated 20 million regular weekly listeners. Limbaugh had launched his unabashedly right-wing commentary program in 1988, and it was immediately following the 1987 repeal of the Fairness Doctrine. That doctrine had required broadcasters to present opposing points of view. After it was repealed, Limbaugh could air his conservative comment without providing equal time, or any time at all, as it turned out, to dissenting opinions. Possibly encouraged by Limbaugh's success, Rupert Murdoch launched Fox News in 1996 to 17 million cable subscribers. It was specifically intended to appeal to a conservative audience. By 2000, the Fox propaganda machine was already considered the primary commercial news station for much of America. And by that time, aside from NPR and PBS, a large percentage of talk radio was also controlled by conservatives and fundamentalist churches. It seemed to me that some actual fair and balanced media was seriously needed. Unfortunately, my first effort to start a progressive community station failed, while conservative groups extended their hold on community and talk radio, intent on pushing America further and further to the authoritarian right. I arrived in Savannah, as mentioned, after finally giving up on the keys from the hurricane world, and I think they may have followed me here. Happily, after my first UU service, I was once again home. Then, in 2012, the new FCC licensing window opened, and when I met other community activists at the information session, I thought Savannah might prevail where I had failed previously. Little did I know how involved the process would be. As I began reaching out to UUs and other community members, excuse me, longtime UUCS members, Louise Frazier, thank you, Louise, and the late Jan Elders were both crucial founding members, with Louise continuing to fill various positions for many years. A new UUCS minister, Reverend Dave Messner, was instrumental in convincing the board and the UUA to support the project. Many church members joined with community businesses and other community members to provide the resources to get started. And the church's exceptional support continues to this day with the WRUU station, in case you don't know, is just down the block in the first door after the tall staircase. And it has been serving as our station since the opening. So where does social sculpture come in? What is it? And who is Joseph Beuys? Beuys is a German-born artist, considered by some to be the leading post-war avant-garde artist. He was active in both Europe and the U.S. from the 1950s until his death in 1986. His early work focused exclusively on pencil, ink, and oils. But by 1960s, he had become a participant in the Fluxus movement, where he returned to some of his early training and began incorporating sculptural elements. According to the online history site, The Art Story, Fluxus artists turned away from the prevailing commercialism in art, turning instead to found and everyday items and creating ephemeral, time-based happenings, impermanent installation art, and or other largely action-oriented events. Beuys coined the term social sculpture in the 1970s as he expanded and formalized his approach to that school based on his emerging belief that everything is art, every aspect of life could be approached creatively, and as a result, everyone has the potential to become an artist. I appear to have frogs this morning. According to one biographer, Francesco Bonami, Beuys used this framework to build a style that mixed politics, anthropology, and Celtic and Christian mythology, through which he presented a loose philosophy manifest in his many installations, performances, lectures, and sculptures. Given the turbulence of the 60s and 70s, which were rife with happenings, some of you might remember happenings, and the other manifestation of the Fluxus movement, but I didn't realize how much that movement had impacted me. It wasn't until I relocated to the Keys and began working to help create things that I felt would be of benefit to community that I realized I had in small part become a social sculptor. So now I would like to introduce you to a couple of our own WRUU social sculptors. Our program hosts, WRUU program hosts, dedicate extensive time and energy to create content week after week for the station. They are actively engaged weekly in social sculpture. I asked them why they did it and what they were hoping to bring to community. The first two folks were unable to join us in person this morning, but thanks today go out to, first of all, Michael Matheny. Mike hosts two truly incredible shows, Music from the World, which is on Fridays at 5, and Rock in the World, which is Fridays at 6. Mike provided our music for the gathering, the musical interlude, which we just heard, and the refreshment music for today's curated from the amazing music collection that he has. Next is Aiden Peck, the son of one of our UUCS members, Aaron Peck and Amber Johnson. He's our youngest host, and he was so eager to get started that he began his training before he was even old enough to have a station, a program. He's on vacation with his family right now, but here is his first person account. I run a show called Music at the Movies on WRUU, mostly every Sunday. It's a show about, first and foremost, the magical music of film. I pick 10 to 12 movies each week and share sections from their soundtrack set to a theme. I include both instrumental scores and licensed songs. If you couldn't tell, I love movies. And I feel that the music that accompanies them is an integral component of the cinematic form. They truly go hand in hand. Where would Spielberg be without Williams, or vice versa? And I read that and I was like, Williams. And I'm sure many know the feeling. Finding a song you like while watching a movie or show can be a uniquely exhilarating experience. My favorite part about doing this show really is just listening to the music play over the studio speakers. Whether the specific scene for a film is rushing back to me or I simply enjoy the sound of the composition, it's hard not to have fun. I would like to thank my show. He would like to think that his show has brought joy and enjoyment to members of the community and introduced at least some people to new films and music that they had not experienced. I've always been surprised, given the Savannah's rich cultural heritage, that there is no independent or art film theater in town. So that is Aiden, and his shows are on right after Sunday. Our next guest is Barbara Humphrey, who hosts Voices of Reason and Resistance on WRUU on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Barbara.
So thank you. Thank you all for welcoming here this morning. I am Barbara Humphrey, and I am the host of Voices of Reason and Resistance on WRUU on Tuesdays from 11 to 1. If I seem a bit nervous, it's because I'm not used to talking before real people. And why, you might ask, did a 60-something retiree who escaped the snow for sun and surf bring her activism along? I had no choice. My activism was born of significant events of the 60s, assassinations of leaders I held in high esteem, and a war that was sending young men my age halfway around the world to kill and die based on lies. I learned to use my voice to expose the lies, right the wrongs, and bring about a better world. My activism has been a part of me since that long-ago time of the 60s. I found a home in Savannah with fellow activist Albert Strickland. Together we marched, educated, organized, and answered a call from WRUU to host a show. Voices of Resistance was born based upon the love we felt for each other and the passion we shared for righting the wrongs of the world. Albert and I actually came to WRUU back in either 2017 or 18, I'm not sure, wearing our matching camo. So this is mine. I wish he were standing by my side with his. And I'll be glad when we go to Fellowship Hall after the service to talk to you about all the various buttons and patches I have on my jacket. In 2018, Albert and I took a break to visit Oaxaca, Mexico, where Albert stayed until he died. I came back to Savannah, mourning his loss, but committed to keeping my passion for activism and Albert's legacy alive. A chance encounter with Louis Clossy, host of That Old Savannah Magic, led to the rebirth of Voices of Resistance as Voices of Reason, as I better understood the issues of the world, and in particular in the United States of America, and regarding things such as immigration and support of the Gaza genocide, and how the excesses of capitalism impact our ability to secure housing, food, and health care, I renamed the show Voices of Reason and Resistance to ensure our thinking leads to action when necessary. Lewis gave me the confidence to take this step and bring relevance to the life, relevance in life to the airwaves of Savannah and the world via Voices of Reason and Resistance. I get inspiration for show content from many sources, including the calendar. For example, on August 5th, I will talk about the USA bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, examining the lies leading to that event, and analyzing how it led to the growth of the USA empire and, as many predict, its likely downfall. This Tuesday, hopefully, I will bring my 10-year-old granddaughter with me to the studio as we talk about education as kids go back to school a week from Wednesday. One community that issue that I will be highlighting in future shows is Yamacara Village, and I am so grateful that Elder Ned came in today to join this service. This historic public housing site is on the chopping block. I recently welcomed Elder Ned Williams to join me on the show. Ned brought Yamacara residents together to establish a tenants council in 2024 that has been certified by HUD to ensure that the tenants have a decision-making role in their future. The council has agreed to the proposed demolition of Yamacara, provided that five conditions are met. These are listed on the flyers I've put on the community table in Fellowship Hall. I urge you please to share this information with friends, family, co-workers, and others to grow support in the community for the resident council conditions. It is an honor for me to be back on WRUU. I'm so proud of our content, our guests, our listeners, and our supporters. I am so grateful to Lewis, to Vicki, who has supported me all along the way, and to WRUU for holding open a door I thought had closed, and to all of you for being part of this amazing resource that you made possible. I went a little off script. I woke up this morning feeling I just had to say this. For people who are comfortable in this world, who have good jobs, who own homes, who are financially secure, you live in an amazing city. But we all should recognize that this could all change in a heartbeat. Think 1929. People jumped off rooftops when they lost everything. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists says we have 86 seconds to midnight, to nuclear Armageddon. It was 90, they upped it to 86, and I think they are being terribly optimistic. This is a scary world. Yesterday, I took my granddaughter to Jekyll Island. I made the wrong turn leaving, and I went over the bridge to Brunswick, realized my mistake, turned around and went back. On both sides of the bridge, there are signs about suicide with the suicide hotline. It reminded me in a very visceral way about the trauma of the people in this world, about the traumas of the world. And I am so glad I can use Voices of Reason and Resistance to hopefully try to create a better world for all of us. And in closing, I have an invitation. I need help to keep the show engaging and relevant and to better promote it. Voices of Reason and Resistance welcomes you as content creators, co-hosts, promoters, and so much more. If you would like to get involved, please give me your contact information after the service. I've left a sign up on the community table. And if you want to see how things work in the studio, on Tuesdays from 11 to 1, the studio door is always open and the mics are hot. Stop in, please, and join the conversation. But don't forget your thinking caps. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. So you can see, WRUU, we have content ranging from the arts to the philosophy to activism, and serious consideration of the state of our world, both nationally, internationally, globally. And that's what I hope we're bringing to our community. Thanks for joining us today. And just to let you know, as Barbara said, we have plenty of opportunities to participate in the station, not only as a program host, but also as producers, the people who don't actually speak on the radio but run the board. And we have teaching programs so that you can learn how to do that, because probably not too many people are well-versed in operating a radio board. We also have room for people on the executive task force team, governance, media, and marketing. So you can either talk to me after the service or take a look at WRUU.org, and you'll see forms to submit a program, sign up to become a volunteer. We're really looking for a webmaster at this point. And I'd be really remiss if I didn't mention there's a very large donate button right there on the front page. Okay. The benediction today is from the Gray Hymnal 693, which is by V.M.L. Goodmundson. And now, may we have faith in life to do wise planting, that generations to come may reap even more abundantly than we. May we be bold in bringing to in fruition the golden dreams of human kinship and justice. This we act, that the fields of promise become fields of reality. Go in peace. Thank you.
This is Reverend Lisa Day. I hope you've enjoyed this program from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Please join us at one of our services sometime soon at our church on Troop Square or live on Zoom. We're the beacon of liberal religion in Savannah, and you can find out more at uusavannah.org. We meet on Sundays at 11 a.m. Thanks for listening.